Ignition, meaning you can fire anywhere from 10 to 100 pepper balls right in the chest, the face, or a concrete wall, or maybe even the ground, at a potential home invader. And you can blind them for a good 15 minutes and then either pump them full of lead, make a citizen's arrest, or do whatever other strategy you got to do. Pneumatics has by far the most strategic leeway and cost effectiveness for combat by a factor of probably well over. I'm going to be conservative and say 10,000 to 1. Yeah, 10,000 to 1 is a conservative estimate for the cost effectiveness in combat of pneumatics, AIOS weapon systems versus gunpowder weapons. So you can have these air tanks propelling the missiles, which can be refilled and recompressed with electricity. And so you can probably get, like probably 10,000 rounds or more of missiles fired at enemies and or opposing combatants, whatever you want to call them. And this can all be accomplished with probably something like a dollar or less in electricity. And possibly, let's say the cost for ammunition. I'm not going to go too cheap on the ammunition. I do have to charge fair market value for the missiles. But we're looking at, depending on which missile type, 10,000 rounds. 10,000 missiles for potentially less than $1,000 that you can load in, and they'll be magnetically or gravity loaded or even spring loaded if needed for these weapon systems. They can be in trees around your house, in the hallways of your condo, on the roof, above your garage. Let's just say I probably have a pneumatic systems with me now. And yes, they can even fire through doors with cobalt rounds and kill police if they even knock on your door. You don't have to open the door for police, they're lying. They're completely exposed as part of a criminal racketeering and corruption prostitution racket for pharma bunnies and yes, vampires. Exclamation point. Real life blood drinking vampires. Double exclamation point. All capitals. New line, new line. Are there any good pigs on Earth? I doubt it. The reason I say so, met one or two pigs in jail who asked me if I was part of a certain legal movement, a name I don't want to give publicity to because they're not really on the up and up. But they asked me if I was a part of a certain unorthodox legal movement, and I said yes. And they said, "Yes, we agree with you," and left. But they did not do anything to comfort me or alleviate my conditions in the cell or even allow me my PC 851.5 rights to phone. So it's hard to say. I like to believe there are angelic beings in the world. And who knows, maybe they did try to do something to help me. But look, I try to give people the benefit of the doubt. Dealing with police corruption is extremely, extremely difficult work. And yes, saying even one peep can expose you to murder, cold-blooded murder, and other things. So I try to give people the benefit of the doubt. And maybe Maybe one or two of the people in blue, if they're even human, I don't know. Maybe one or two of them tried to help me, but I kind of have my doubts. And I don't give a shit about them or their fucking careers. Looks like it's going to be UBI, Universal Basic Income, from here on out. If you're currently a pig and you're listening to this and you're wondering what your future holds, all I can really tell you is go to www.wowls.com, use Brainstorm Pro, and try to create a business. You want to be a businessman? I got zero problem with that, an honest businessman. But if you think you're going to conduct private capacity business under the color of law, including murder for hire and running prostitution rings and feeding people to vampires, it ain't going to shake out like that in the age of artificial intelligence and UBI, Universal Basic Income. New line. And yes, all the pigs are complicit in disarming Americans for verminous white trash, Latino trash, nigger trash, politicians of all colors who are treasonously violating the Constitution to strip away all means of combating government corruption under the guise of things like pacifism and a better, more just, and equitable society. New line. Oh yeah, China man, give me the Zedong. Yes. Can I suck the Zedong, Daddy China man? Do you like it, Daddy China man? Oh yeah. Give it to me up the ass, China man. You got me sprung. I'm so crazy in love. Your political logic turns me on and turns me out. Daddy Chinaman, I'm sprung and crazy in love. You got me going so crazy. I'm crazy in love. I'm literally dancing around and trying to be sexy and seductive. I want Sun Tzu to grant me offspring for glorious dynasty. At least that nigga, that 5'5" nigga, that nigga Chinaman, dink, whatever the fuck you slanders people call them. At least he knew about economics and warfare. I'd rather be a fucking in his court, probably, if I had to choose, than in a kangaroo court. But whatever. Yeah, props to Sun Tzu. A book worth reading as many times as you can in as many translations. On things like economics and, yes, humanitarian conduct in war, as in destroying the enemy as quickly and ruthlessly as possible for overall humanitarian purposes and less drain on your economy. Sun Tzu is actually absolutely right about things like crushing your enemies with strategy, the equivalent of a waterfall or a flood, destroying them and washing them away. And yes, paying spies their fair share for information and intel. And that begrudging spies their fair share is the height of inhumanity and strategic folly in conducting war. Pneumatics, AIOS weapon systems from Jesse Gilbert. Yes, this is what artificial intelligence is going to sound like. Or real human intelligence and or the other AI, animal intelligence, ! Brainstorm Pro is AI squared. AI to the second power and even to the trillionth power with added HI, human intelligence, added in. I'll get to more on that later, but now back to LGBTQ lawsuit and legal indictment of vampires, exclamation point. Yes, real blood-sucking vampires, all in capital letters. Double exclamation point, new line. So getting back to the Casa Loco or Casa Vida Hotel in Hayward, run by some dingadoos who treat their paying customers like shit. Even when you're paying $200 a night and staying there for a couple of weeks or months at a time, they'll snitch you out to the pigs and not clean the rooms and defame you, whatever. So I went out to get my food, and all I could really do was eat more of this white trash, subhuman junkie prostitute GMO food from the gas station next door. Because it was the COVID lockdown and nothing was open, and I honestly didn't feel like going out in public and dealing with these idiot sheeple. So I got my food from the Shell gas station next door to the Casa Loco, Casa Loco, whatever that dingadoo third-rate cockroach hotel run by people who don't give a fuck about paying clients. People like DoorDash who hand off sandwiches to pigs from paying customers so that police can attempt to murder them and steal their blood for vampires. More oh-so-innocent LGBTQ vermin who should be pretty much exterminated, every last one of them. New line. So I was coming back, and I got to the staircase, and all of a sudden, there was like five pigs coming at me from all different directions. They had strategically camped out there, and they had been waiting for me to leave my room, and they came up. I think there was like 5 or 10, possibly even 15 of them. And by the way, before when they rolled up on me, they had things like armored trucks. Like fucking literally SWAT trucks to bring me in, even though I've never committed a violent crime. I've only been defamed as crazy for protecting my reputation from vampire cult and Bohemian Grove members like Jack Ripstein and Ido Ripstein. Period. New line. So, yeah, defamation from them and other trash. Other assorted trash. A whole army of people defaming me. Whole armies of people. So, I don't know. It was like 5 or 7 of 10 of them, and they had tasers, and they walked up on me, and they said just right away, "Jesse, get face down on the ground now." They had no warrant. They gave me no reason. They had no justification. They never showed me a warrant. They never produced a warrant. Only screaming, "Get on your face now." And I wasn't about to do it. So I was going to walk up to the steps to my room and do my best to defend myself. So what happened is I ended up sitting on my on the steps. It was on the concrete steps, you know, like sharp stones, sharp cobblestone concrete steps. And I was sitting there. I managed to sit myself there with my back to my room. And something like 5 to 7, maybe even 10, or even a whole bunch more with others hidden out. In verbal conflict. And they were saying, lie down on the ground, face down. Yeah, they wanted to take me in and pump me full of more pharma bunny toxic poisons and defame me more. and create more records of arrest when I haven't committed a felony or 1,000 felonies like they claim, let alone one misdemeanor. Literally, I've not even committed a misdemeanor. And so I was yelling at them, and they were closing in, so I turned my back and started walking up the steps to my room. So I was immediately hit by, yes, an Axon taser. I don't know if you've ever been tased before, but these things aren't exactly pleasant. And I let him know, you just woke up the Alpha Cyberwolf. Axon's a pretty big company. They try to claim they're only worth like $200 million on some charts, but their actual valuation I've seen is worth over $11 billion, with well over a million tasers and body cam devices all attached together as part of their business network. But those bitches at Axon can't take down the Alpha Cyberwolf. Because I got well over a billion in assets via sole proprietorship. Sole spelled with the S-O-U-L. Assets. TLD.com. Domain name assets. Things like brands. Worth a fortune. So I managed to rip out the tasers, and I kept trying to walk up the stairs to get to my room to maybe dump some water on them or stop the assault with intent to murder and feed me to the vampires and defame me more. And one of them shot me in the back. The bullet bounced off of me. Now, I don't know if it was a rubber bullet or a real bullet. I think that bullet may have actually come from a Beretta. It hit me in my lower back and bounced off. I don't know if it was a rubber bullet, but you're damn sure I felt that. I honestly can't remember, and I don't want to lie or exaggerate. But the concept that hard intellectual property assets like domain names actually could potentially make you literally bulletproof, meaning a bullet from something like a Glock might not have quite the same stopping power when Glock is an inferior weapon and is also made up of intellectual property laws. New line, new line. Food for thought, philosophical food for thought. Can IP, intellectual property assets, even including pretty much invisible ones, like, yes, quality TLD.com domain names, like the ones I possess and have talked about already, can they potentially make you bulletproof? Food for thought. I don't know what kind of bullet hit me, but it didn't stop me, and I kept going. Sponsor break for Pneumatics AIOS weapon system. Have you ever been tased by a pig, shot with a pig by a rubber bullet and or real bullet? Do you want the tools and weapons necessary to combat armies of pigs, bar bunnies and kangaroos, and other assorted vermin seeking to rob you of your life, liberty, property, and yes, very lifeblood to feed vampires? Exclamation point. Real live vampires. Double exclamation point. New line, new line. Get yourself Pneumatics. We have the one-click optional pepper ball. If you've ever been blinded by pepper, whether mace, spray or some other pepper composite or liquid concentrate, you know damn well you're out of commission, shit out of luck, out of the combat for a good 15 minutes or more, sitting there rubbing your eyes, tearing up, and trying to stop the pain. This non-lethal solution is far more cost-effective than Axon tasers. Axon Enterprises /evidence.com, which is soon going to be bankrupt completely on criminal charges for accessory to attempted murder, and multiple, as in thousands, of felony evidence tamperings. Pneumatics weapon systems are the non-lethal weapon systems of the future, and you can find them at www.wowels.com/new/. Or www.pneumatics.org, spelled with an N, as in N-E-W-A-T-I-C-S.org, another highly valuable, very credible TLD.org domain name registration, which is a hybrid political organization and business. So I am legally entitled to use the .org domain name, unlike these other frauds, such as KP.org, Kaiser Permanente, which is a fraud, Quack Bunny medical business run by pharmaceutical industry vampires and other assorted white trash subhuman junkie prostitutes. And pretty much, I'm sure anyway, how the hell can you get away with using a .org registration for a medical business? It's fraud to use that. Same with acgov.org, a government business masquerading as some sort of philanthropic organization. So my fight at the Casa Loco, Casa Vida, whatever the fuck that dingadoo trash spick hotel in Hayward is. By the way, as far as Mexican goes, to the Mexican people, I want to say I'm a big fan of burritos. I love burritos. And if I had to pick one food to eat every day for the rest of my life, it would probably be burritos. I do not have a problem with decent Mexican people who aren't dirty homosexuals. And I think your food is top of the line for health, affordability, etc. On to the rest of the story. So, we were in a scuffle. I had been tased and shot in the back with either a rubber bullet or a Beretta lethal round, lethal intent to kill. And we were grappling on the staircase, and this cop was trying to drag me in, this pig, and I had him in a guillotine hold, and I was trying to break this faggot neck, and I heard his vertebra pop. I ratcheted it up. I've done jiu-jitsu, and I was going to try to kill the pig. Justifiable homicide. Yeah, I had him in a guillotine hold. I wasn't very strong, but I was trying to kill him, definitely. Just like they've tried to kill me. And I heard some of his vertebrae pop. Unfortunately, well, I don't know if it was unfortunate, but it didn't kill him. And they managed to punch me, and grapple me. And prior to pumping me full of some more poison in the ambulance, and one of the pigs had on a rubber glove and rubbed some pepper in my eye. It was a highly concentrated pepper compound, just a dab of it on his finger. He got it in my eye, a clever little piggy. And I was shit out of luck. I had to stop fighting. I couldn't do a goddamn thing. One little microscopic nanogramic drop of it rubbed in my eye. And that was it. The Alpha Cyberwolf was had to give up the fight versus the pigs. So they dragged me to the concrete, cuffed me. They were kneeling on me and violating my rights and hitting me. I think they were hitting me more. There was a huge, massive, bloody cut on my leg, on my calf muscle. Like massive bloody cut from being dragged around on the concrete. And they cuffed me up real tight and they put me in that ambulance and they took me to some white trash junkie prostitute. Medical fraud place. Where I had to deal with more shit like subhuman white trash junkie prostitute quack frauds trying to inject me with things where I had to refuse over 1,000 times and be very blunt and straightforward about what I think of them. So yeah, they strapped me on the gurney and I was doing my best to give thanks to my spiritual mentors, including Musashi, who I've studied, who have given me some sort of assistance in my study of combatives, fighting arts, martial arts, whatever you want to call them. Self-defense, I don't know. I'll call it fighting arts and combatives. So yeah, I was strapped down. They got me in that ambulance, pumped me full of shit, took me to that hospital. That was a hospital. It wasn't Santa Rita. It was another pig place. And I'm going to wrap it up for now. This was Jesse Gilbert, a.k.a. the Alpha Cyberwolf, giving combat details on yet another attempted murder by police. By pigs. And I want to keep this. It's now 52 minutes long. And you can be sure that people who have been 5250'd are probably not all completely crazy due to the fact that society is run by vampires. Yes, real blood-drinking vampires. I don't know if all society is run by them, but enough sectors and facets of it that being labeled crazy and 5150'd or 5250'd, even one time